When freshwater animals such as worms and mussels were exposed to water loaded with carbon nanotubes, their health suffered. That's according to a study published in the journal Environmental Toxicology and Chemistry. In fact, the bottom-dwelling critters didn't grow as quickly and they didn't survive as long as their counterparts living in cleaner water. Researchers noticed all of the organisms were covered in nanotubes. Some animals even ingested them. That health detriment wasn't caused by the nanotube itself, but by toxic chemicals that clung to it from the manufacturing process that chemically created it. Nickel, cobalt, and chromium are just a few of those toxic metals. Now, this doesn't mean throwing your nine iron into the coarse pond is going to contaminate the water. For the purpose of this study, the aquatic environment did contain a high concentration of nanotubes at about 1%. Further research still needs to be done to examine exactly how the nanotubes break down, and more importantly, how to manufacture them without the hitchhiking metals. That's according to study author Balin Deng, a professor of engineering at the University of Missouri.
There's a great promise of nanotechnology, nanomaterials here, but at the same time, we need to really look at the potential environmental impact, health impact, so there's no surprise coming in the future.
Christopher Husted, KBIA News.